Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah discusses two different points. The first part of the Mishnah discusses that a person is not allowed to be involved in actions which take significant mental energy prior to Mincha time, because he might inadvertently be involved in that so much that he's going to forget to pray Mincha. Says the Mishnah, Well, Yeshiv Adam Lufnei HaSaper, a person should not sit in front of the barber Samach Mincha, near Mincha time, Achi is Palo, until he prays, till he davens Mincha. Furthermore, Leitanis Adam Lamerchatz, a person should not enter the bathhouse, Lelaborsti, or to the tannery, Velelechel, not to eat a significant meal, Veleladin, and not to a judgment, a Din Torah, prior to Mincha. In all of these, a person might be involved and forget that it's time for Mincha. But if he began to do these things prior to Mincha time, Ein Mafsichin, there's no need to stop. The Mishnah then continues with a totally different concept. The halacha is that a person who's involved in studying Torah must still stop Torah to do mitzvos. But says the Mishnah, there are some people that are so involved in Torah that Chazal never require them to pray. Says the Mishnah, Mafsichin, literally Kriya Shema. They stop in order to say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is min haTorah. Even though they're involved in Torah, they must stop in order to recite Kriya Shema. However, v'ein mafsichin l'tfilah, they do not need to stop in order to pray. Since davening is only midrabanan, that is something they're exempt from if they're tarasim u'mnasim, if they're involved to an extreme level in serious and advanced study of Torah. Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Well, Yetzei HaChayet B'machto, Samach L'Chashecha. A tailor should not go out with his needle in his clothing near the time of dark, because he might forget, Shema Yishtach, he might forget V'Yetzei, and go out on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, carrying the needle, pulling thread in his clothing. V'Har Lavlar B'Tulmuso, and a scribe should not go out with his quill, because he might forget and inadvertently continue to carry this on Shabbos. For a phalas tailor, a person should not remove vermin from his clothing close to Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, V'lo yitro arhaner, a person should not read by the light of a candle. More importantly, this refers to Shabbos itself. A person should not read by the light of a candle on Shabbos, because we're concerned he might want the candle to be providing more illumination and inadvertently tilt the oil in the candle to make the flame greater. If a person does so, he's in violation of the Issur Min HaTorah of Havara, of lighting a fire or increasing a fire on Shabbos. But says the Mishnah Be'emes Amru, in reality, we say HaChazen Roa, that the Rebbe is allowed to see Heichan HaTinochus Torim, where the children are reading. Avohu Lo Yitra, but he himself should not read. We are concerned that the children are going to children are not going to make the fire have more illumination. They are so careful about making sure their Rebbe is impressed with their study, they're not going to inadvertently turn the candle to provide more illumination. Tiyotibo, in a similar vein, we said, Loyocha Azav in Mazava, Mipnei Herdel Aveira. Two people, Azav and Azava, both of which are ritually impure and not permitted to cohabit, should not eat together, because they might inadvertently become more interested in each other by eating the same meal together. If it's such an intimate setting, even though they know intellectually that they're prohibited to one another, they should not eat together b'fnei herdel aveira, because they might get used to each other and be involved, God forbid, in a prohibition.